Amy Anderson is surrounded by about a dozen hens in her front yard.
They're fun. We just sit out here and like read next to them, and they each have their own little personalities too, you know, and they'll follow you around in the morning. If I'm walking the dog up there, they run around the fence to see what's going on.
While some are enjoying their breakfast, others are sitting on eggs inside the chicken coop.
So we're averaging about 10 eggs a day from them. Sometimes we get 12. We're excited to share the eggs at the market. I mean, you know where they came from. And, you know, we try to feed them good stuff. And they get a lot of kitchen scraps. So, you know, if I eat it, you know, hopefully it's not that bad.
Anderson and some friends got the hens in spring. She'd never raised chickens before. She said the biggest challenge is making sure they don't escape and eat a neighbor's seedlings or make their way onto someone's roof. When she found out she got a micro grant from the market, she got to work.
With the micro grants, we were able to put up the fence.
A fence made in part out of a recycled seining net donated by neighbors.
I'm sure they're happy the chickens are out of their garden.
Further down Mitkoff Highway, Jenna Wilson Ashby is harvesting a different kind of egg.
We got ducks almost exactly a year ago. They started laying this past winter. They lay every day. We get, you know, like 6 or 7 eggs a day, so they're a lot of fun.
The eggs are sometimes as big as her palm, and she says they're especially good for baking. But they aren't the reason she first got ducks after moving across the country. She got them because they eat slugs.
In West Virginia, it was just kind of like you go plant your garden in the ground and you had the sun, you know, pretty much 90% of the time. And I didn't have as much trouble gardening in West Virginia, like, with pests such as slugs. Like, slugs are the big thing here for me that pretty much destroy my garden.
That lack of sun and excess of slugs made it tougher to grow vegetables in the 2 raised beds in her garden. So she applied for a microgrant.
So the grant that I got helped me get these polycarbonate sheets. So these just lift up from the side here. And it makes our beds another greenhouse.
Now with essentially 4 greenhouses instead of 2, she's gearing up for a busy summer with the market.
I feel like cucumbers probably won't be until the late July market and another August one. Same with beets and carrots. Right now it's greens, some radishes, herbs, rhubarb, stuff like that.
Wilson Ashby said getting ready for the market has brought new challenges and rewards.
I want to produce something that is good for the community. Also, I feel like just any project that I go into, I want to put 100% into it. Gardening sometimes isn't straightforward. Like I said, you know, you have the slugs, you have the rain. It can be a challenge. And so, yeah, I'm just trying to do the best I can with everything.
That's exactly why the market wanted to give out these micro grants this year, says market manager Oren Pearson.
There's something to be said for that entrepreneurial spirit of taking one's own self a little more seriously, holding a person accountable to a deadline and getting your crops to the market. Because by golly, you've got a business to operate now, you know?
And those market vendors can become more established businesses in the community, like the Salty Pantry, Farragut Farms, and others have since starting out at the market.
And it's a great way to experiment with a business idea. You know, that's very much an important part of what the market does, is it gives people a chance to try out something they care a lot about and see, is this a business I like doing? Is this a business that has the ability to grow? Is this a place where I want to invest in my own self more?
But most importantly, Pearson says, the market is about bringing the community together, especially after the pandemic.
I think people have, in some ways, drifted apart in certain ways over the last year and a half or so. You know, just conditions have held people apart. While we really appreciated the opportunity to adapt to last summer's upheavals, it was super important for us to get back to being together in person this year. Because you got to have community together to have community together.
The market starts this Saturday at Inga's Galley from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. After that, it'll be every second and fourth Saturday of July, August, and September. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.